We are continuing our study through the Bible. And as we travel through the Bible, it seemed like we're seeing certain things that are developing. One of the first things that we saw developing there was how to be successful. And so in being successful, he also teaches us how that we are to maintain that. But there's an element in here that's kind of troubling me just a little bit. When we think outside of the box, we hear what God is saying. We go into the land, we put boots on the ground, we find out our environment, and we get ready to go in and to accomplish God's will. We move in and we start on the road to success, and on that road to success, we follow God's plan. And as we follow God's plan, it leads us to the path that He wants us to go. But what happens when we become successful? What happens? That becomes an element that is brought out in the text that I think we all need to at least chew on it a little bit. And some people will say, I'm not successful. And I'd say, Scott, did Wendy say yes to you marrying her? Would you call that successful? Oh, okay. See, he gave the right answer, by the way. Success comes in many different packages. Success might be, hey, a B student making an A that semester. That's success. Or maybe a kid scoring points more than he did all time. In fact, I watched my grandson yesterday and he scored the most points in that 11th, 12th year that he scored all year. And I just happened to be there that time. And that was success. Now, you can have success in business. You can have success in homes. You can have success in many different capacities. But what happens when you become successful? That's what we're going to be drilling on. And I'm going to be taking it from the concept of updates. Now, anybody that has a computer, have you been driven crazy by updates on your computer or on your phone? And sometimes they come at the times that you just say, what in the world is going on? Updates. Well, updates. The necessity of updating our faith is also found. Now, faith is the grain of a mustard seed. Hey, you can tell a mountain to be moved. But sometimes our faith may not be mountain-moving faith, and it needs to be updated. So what's an update? An update means an act of bringing something or someone up to date or an updated version of something. Now, I'll give you just a little bit of technical in the world in which I did live in. On gasoline pumps, you had firmware and you had software. Firmware is kind of like the motherboard inside of it. Firmware is how all of these paths, they run up and down these bus, these bars. That's firmware, motherboard. It all works together. But then you lay on top of this, you have something that's called software, and that's the programs that you put in there. So you got firmware, which is that's the river, and then you got software, which have you many different programs that you're running on top of that. It kind of responds to us in our walk. Sometimes we need a firmware update. I'm talking about something so radical that you got to restart the computer. And then sometimes we just need a software update. And that's kind of where I am today, and I just need to make some adjustments. So you're here today, and I don't know whether you need the firmware, that deep system, radical change in your life, or do you need just the software kind of on board how to cope with life day in and day out. In all applications, we see that this becomes back to a spiritual nature. And then there are certain updates that come in. And we're going to be talking about the update of chastisement. So see, a system reaches, a system update reaches into the deeper system level more than the normal software updates. There are times God needs to go deeper into your spiritual journey to make you run better. And one of the ways that God does this is through chastisement. Now, nobody wants to be chastised, okay? Nobody. But this is one way that God gets our attention, and He makes us focus in on what we need to focus in on. And you can say, well, does that happen today? Wall Street Journal. It says a $3.6 trillion wake-up call. Stock market fell $3.6 trillion this past week. What that means is some of you who wanted to retire, if this continues on, you're not going to be able to retire right now because your retirement was hit so hard. Now, can it come back? Oh, sure it can. Sure it can. However, who knows how long it will take? Will it take some years? Or will in the next 4 months it be right back there and you'll be ready to retire? I don't know. But I can tell you that yes, this does affect. Or you can also take the wake-up call from somewhere, this little bitty thing called a virus. In one person, in one place, started multiplying, and that one little virus changed the world. That's the reason why so many airplane flights have been canceled. Many vacations have been canceled. And as of the last report I had, I think this was on Thursday, 82,550 people were sick, and it's claimed 2,810 lives. So in this year, there's uncertainty in the election. It's very possible that we're going to be voting in November on whether we're going to be a socialistic government or not. That's reality. That's what's facing. And you're talking about a wake-up call. Recession fears, bond market sliding, lofty valuation, worst months since February 2009. The Dow was down 12%, worst week since 2008. What are you talking about? I'm talking about sometimes our faith needs an update. For some of us, it's going to be radical. For others, it's just going to be a software, something that we're going to have to adjust. So I'd like to carry you through the text this morning. I'm going to run you fast through two different chapters in the book. First of all, I'd like for you to look in Hebrews chapter 12. In Hebrews chapter 12, and I left my Bible in my satchel back there, so I'm going to be reading Scripture off of my thing right here. Sometimes, Chris, people say, well, he don't even have a Bible up there. How's he reading that? Okay. All right. So, therefore, let me confirm that I have the Scripture right here in digital form. In Hebrews chapter 12, in verse 1 and following, therefore, and by the way, if you want to use your cell phone and reading the Scripture, it's also legitimate. We had Marcus was here a couple of weeks ago, and he looked down at me, and I was on the front row, and I was just giving it one of those things, and he's wondered what I was doing on my cell phone. I said I had the Scripture. Okay, so you might read the Scripture off of your cell phone. We can do it many different ways, but the point being this, get in the Word, because the chastisement update, number one, it's going to be universal. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. First point I want you to see right here. The update's universal. Every one of us have sins that can slow us down. You can have little sins that can so bog down your system that you'll be running at snail's pace and you need an update. So it's all of us. 1 Peter 12 says, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials which is tried to you, as though some strange thing happened to you." Sometimes what we're talking about here is that when you get this update, you think, "I'm the only one." You're not. You're not. And in 1 Peter 4:17 it says, "For the time is come for the judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, that what we will be in the end of those who do not believe the gospel of God." In other words, these times are changing. Now I'm holding to Hebrews now, so keep your finger right there in Hebrews chapter 12. But I'm throwing some other scriptures at you to kind of bounce this thing up. So don't think it's strange when these fiery trials are coming to get you. They are necessary, and judgment begins at the house of God. So if God needs to do an update, guess where He's going to start it? Yeah. He's going to start a radical update here, and He's also going to start a software update here. Our churches are in a great need for revival. Our land is in great need of revival. And we're not going to see revival until this update comes in right now, because God is changing things. Secondly, the update addresses our adaptability and durability. Verse 3 and 4 in Hebrews 12. "For consider Him who endured such hostility from sinners against Himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin." What? This chastisement? Your adaptability and your durability. Sometimes people want to just throw their hands up and said, "Christianity, it's just not worth it." What's going on? Sometimes God will bring forth chastisement. He's checking on us in two capacities. One, your adaptability. Can you adapt to the circumstances that you are involved in? And number two, your durability. How does that happen? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Hey, any of you contemplating taking a trip out of the country? Have you thought twice because of the virus? Yeah. You see, it comes in different forms. And how are we going to adapt? How are we going to the durability? God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. This is what God wants us to do. 2 Timothy 3:13, "But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good." Do not grow weary. Do y'all ever grow weary in doing good? I may have told you this story last week, but bears repeating. My son Lee's trying to lead this guy to the Lord. And he called me the other day, and he was just as frustrated as he can be. He said, "Diddy, I tried everything. Sometimes I just want to give up." And what does the scripture say? Don't grow weary in doing good. Chastisement comes in many different fashions. And so this update is going to address your durability and your adaptability. But also, we've got to remember these chastisement. This update was created for our good. Look in verse 5. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. "My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by Him. For whom the Lord loves, He chastens, and scourges every son whom He receives." Have you ever just wanted to do away with updates? You just wish, "Leave me alone"? Updates are necessary. Updates are discouraging. Updates occur. Why? Because whoever's driving this force is wanting us to be running at our main capacity. God is wanting the good for us. And He has to chastise us sometimes to make this happen. Updates act only on compatible systems. Some of this computer language, I know, kind of rubs wrong a little bit, but if you don't have a compatible system, it won't work. If you don't have Christ in your heart, you don't get the update. You see, you got to have that compatible system. Christ wants to update you, so you run at full capacity with full joy. But if you don't have Christ in here, it bogs down. But listen, we all, my son, don't be discouraged. And for whom the Lord loves, He chastens. I had a lady 2 weeks ago, she asked me, she said, should I take chemo or not? I've been battling cancer for 11 years. And the doctors are bringing this to my attention now. Should I battle it or not? Listen, folks, when these updates come, they're not easy. So there's not a simple solution to a lot of complex problems. But when they come, we must remember, if you received an update, it's because you're part of the system. In verse 7, he says, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as sons. For what son is there whom a father doesn't chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. What? If God loves you, He will chastise you. If you don't receive chastisement, it means you're not one of His sons. That's pretty hard to swallow. Sometimes our attitude is like one of the ladies that I spoke with. She said when she had cancer, she said, the first thing I said, why me, Lord? But then after she contemplated it, she says, why not me, Lord? Attitude can mean everything. Attitude can mean everything. Software adjustments now, software updates can be compared to our fathers on the surface level. Firmware updates can be compared to our Heavenly Father on the deeper level. Look in verse 9, it says, furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? That's interesting, isn't it? When your father corrected you, you respected him. Now, if your heavenly father gives you an update of chastisement, are you going to say, it's not worth it, throw up your hands? Or are you going to say, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? I want to submit to your will. I want to learn from you. Lord, show me in the midst of this, whether it's a service level like our fathers or deeper level like our Heavenly Father, God, show us. But we must remember this. No update is fun when you're in the middle of working. Whew! I remember about 3 weeks ago, I was up here just preaching away and having a good time, and an update come up on my computer screen. And I kept hitting the button, and it kept coming back up, and I'd hit the button. And you're talking about frustration. All the time I was trying to smile at you. Listen, folks, updates aren't fun. I did something stupid a while ago. Just before I came in here, I was hitting that deadline, and all of a sudden this thing said BIOS update, and yes, James, I said yes. And I went ahead, and then I had to wait on my computer, and I said, oh no, what have I done? Updates aren't fun. Chastisement is not fun. When we reach this from the Lord, verse 10 says, for they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but He for our profit, that we may be partakers of His holiness. Wow. God wants you to partake of His holiness. And as we are, it's tough. God loves you so much. But when He does this, we realize that updates are pain with gain. Verse 11 says, "No chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, after it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." Updates are pain with a purpose. Sometimes we've got to tell ourselves, updates, pain with a purpose. For instance, Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "And we know all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Not everything that happens to you is good, but God is working things for good. Not every update of chastisement will you like, but God is bringing you to live a more holy life that will be for you. Psalm 103 verse 11 says, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him." Sometimes we just got to say, "God, You got this." Paul had what was known as a thorn in the flesh. Three times he said, this super saint. Three times he said, "God, remove this." And three times God said, "No." And God said to him in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, and he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me." What is that? That is the one who says, "I'm hurting, Lord, as a result of this chastisement, but not my will, but Thine be done." Eight times Moses asked the Lord to go into the promised land. Eight times God said no. What kind of chastisement are you involved in? Maybe you're not today. Maybe your system is running good. Maybe your software is just running the way it ought to. Maybe your motherboard, your firmware, man, all systems go. But then a lightning flashes and it hits your computer and it's all gone. And you say, "What can I do now?" We were in the doctor's office last Tuesday and get an eye checkup, and the little doctor came in and she started punching her keys and says, "No, the internet's down. We can't do nothing." That happens to us, folks. A little burst of electricity, a little disease, a little change in the workforce, a stock market. Boy, it's going to happen. But how are we going to respond? Let's learn from it. That's part A of the message. Part B, come back next week and we'll give that to you. Let's pray together. Father, as we study chastisement, we know that the children of Israel, when You brought them into the land, they became successful. But Lord, they didn't do what it took to give You the honor and the glory and the success that they received. Father, today many of us are going through changes in our life and in our faith. And this morning, some of us need to realize that we're not receiving the updates because we're not a child of God. But right now, Father, for that person who's not a child of God, who's not receiving the updates, Lord, I pray that they will pray a prayer, something like this in their heart, maybe even with me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Be my God. I trust you now for my salvation. In Jesus' name. And Father, if that prayer is prayed from the heart, I know that at this exact moment that a line of connection has hit the heart for that soul that is saved, and God is sending forth His Holy Spirit with a brand new world. And that person has now become a new creation. Father, for that person who's in here today, that just something's not right, and they don't know what it is. Father, I pray that through the chastisement, which is not fun, would correct it. Or for those, Lord, which need a total rededication, oh Lord, something deeper, Lord. Shake the firmware now, Lord, so that they can run on the track that you want them to. Lord, we love you. We believe in you and we trust you. Now, Father, I ask you to make things happen right now. Father, for those who are going through the update of chastisement, I pray for them, Lord. I beg you, Father, help them to be encouraged. Help them not to grow weary, not to be discouraged, but look into the author and the finisher of our salvation, who is Jesus Christ. And God, help them get through it. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Let's share together. What's your need? What's your need? If you need Christ, ask Him to come in. He'll do it right now. And if you ask Him, come tell me so that I can rejoice with you. Or if you want somebody to pray with you, I'll be standing down front. I'd love to pray with you. What's your need? The prayer altars are going to be open too. Because sometimes that's a good place to get an attitude adjustment. It's just by going to the altar and say, God, here it is. I can't handle it. What's your need? What's your need this morning? Let's stand together and sing.